Well, that was a fun party, wasn't it, babe? What do you mean you guess? Ugh, are you still pouting? It's not my fault. You loved this costume idea before we got to the party. Me in my sexy, tight policewoman outfit, and you in your orange jumpsuit. A policewoman and her prisoner. It was a perfect costume. And it was your idea, remember? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that my boss would come dressed up as the warden. Yes, you're right. He didn't have to take the role so seriously and lock you away in solitary confinement at his secretary's desk while he took me into his office and reprimanded me for not following procedures. Well, you shouldn't have barged in, honey. You heard him fucking me. And what? You were gonna come in and defend my honor? Please. You and I both know that that's a load of bullshit. You came into that office because you wanted to see him fucking me. You wanted a peek at that big cock of his that I talk about. You wanted to know what was making me scream. I know that your little cock was just bursting at the seams in that cage when you came into his office, baby. And then to have him scold you like that, not even missing a beat with his thrusts in my pussy, ordering you back outside like you were just worthless. And you didn't put up a fight at all, honey. That's how I know that you just came in for a naughty little peek. So don't pretend to be all pouty now. It is your fault. You decided on the costume, and you entered my boss's office without permission. Look, are you really gonna let something so minor ruin the rest of our night? Because maybe you've forgotten, my pet, that it is the very last day of Locktober. October 31st. Halloween, to be exact. That's what we were doing at that costume party, after all. And you do know what all of that means, right? Oh, you didn't want to get your hopes up, did you? That's smart thinking, because the way you've been behaving tonight, it has me wondering if maybe we should keep that cage right where it is, all through No Nut November. And hell, if you can't behave next month, maybe we'll just make something up for December. Don't Come December, or Caged Up for Christmas. Oh, I hurt that big sigh, my pet. I'm just teasing you. With the exception of tonight and maybe a few other occasions which you've been well punished for, you've been an amazing man all month. So I want you to go upstairs, get undressed, lay down on our bed, and wait for me, okay? That's a good boy. Oh, what a sexy sight you make laying there, all caged up and nervous. I wonder what you're most nervous about. Whether I'll change my mind at the last minute and deny you being let out of your cage, or whether you'll disappoint me by popping off with that little cock before you can even put it to good use. Well, as likely as you think both of those scenarios may be, I'm really excited to take that cage off your cock. But before that happens, see these handcuffs attached to my uniform? They're not just decorative toys, Pipehead. They're real. Just another thing I get to lock you up with. Put your hands above your head. Yeah, right there. Let me just snap these cuffs in place. Oh, is that more pouting I see? You are pushing your limits tonight, honey. Do you really want me to change my mind about releasing your cock? I thought not. Now, let me have a good look at you, all caged up. Ooh. Oh, you aren't swollen there again, aren't you? Is that the anticipation? Oh, that feeling of release. Oh, I won't delay it anymore. Let me just turn the lock and slip the pin out like that. And I'll be easy. Oh my goodness, very snug right now, isn't it, baby? Easy, it's okay. I'll be gentle. Oh, there we go. Oh, that big sigh of relief. Well, we're not done yet. Just hang on. I just have to get your balls out of this ring as well. Oh, fuck. They are so full, baby. Oh, it's okay. I know it's uncomfortable. Just a little more tugging. Maybe if I spit on it a bit. Oh, yeah, get it all looped up and slide them out. Oh, there. That helped. Oh, my goodness. I can see your whole body finally let that tension go. How does it feel not to have your cock all constricted in its metal cage? Good. I'm glad. And what do you say, my pets? You're very welcome. Now I have to inspect my cock. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. And I hate to admit this, but my goodness, it's so much smaller than I remember. I guess it's having another big cock to please me this month makes me forget all about your teeny weeny. Oh my god. Look at you getting rock hard. I bet it feels good to finally be able to let that itty bitty dick get fully hard. Oh, it's just dripping pre-cum too, isn't it? Oh, I bet it would really love the feeling of a warm hand on it, or my soft lips, or my wet tongue. Oh, not yet, my pet. You need to prove to me that you can behave, even without your cage on. Oh, maybe if I just blow on it a little. Oh my god. Oh, there's so much freakum. It's just dripping down those few little inches of your cock and down onto those full balls. Maybe I will just stick my tongue out and lick that pre-cum up. It's so little bit to lick, too. Oh, you like that? Why are you squirming so much? Oh, begging now too, baby. What's the problem? Is it my tongue? Just tickling this little spot right here. That sensitive spot right under your cockhead. Rub your balls a little bit too, massage them, and... Goodness, I can already feel your little cock pressing against my thigh. Well, we'll have none of that yet, baby. This is snuggle time, not time for your needy little cock to demand attention again. I know it's hard to keep it under control when you get to be pressed up against my warm body and my big tits. Me, petting your hair and giving you sweet kisses on your forehead. But you're gonna be my good boy. And we're gonna have the perfect fun ending to Locktober together. Right, my pet? That's my good boy. Oh.